News. I'm Laura Winters. This Sunday, Southern California in for a lot of rain as the tropical storm hits. Here's correspondent Brad Siegel with the very latest.
Evacuation orders are being issued for some communities in San Bernardino County ahead of Hurricane Hillary's arrival in Southern California. Even though Hillary will be downgraded to a tropical storm by the time it passes over the Inland Empire, meteorologists are predicting it will bring high winds, thunderstorms, and enough rain to cause severe flooding. I'm Brad Siegel.
Now, ahead of all the bad weather, California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom issuing a state of emergency while visiting San Diego.
We have 7,500 now personnel dedicated in Southern California, close to 4,000 CHP, 2,000 Caltrans workers, mutual aid all across the region, making sure that people are safe and making sure people are vigilant.
Newsom saying the White House aware of the situation and his office has been in contact with President Biden.
Please listen to emergency personnel, local officials, take seriously debris flows and floods, flash floods, lightning, possibility of tornadoes. Stay safe.
This, by the way, the first tropical storm to hit Southern California since 1939. A new report says former President Trump will skip Wednesday's GOP debate and instead will post a pre-recorded interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson on the same night. The Washington Post reporting the interview has already been recorded. The first Republican primary debate is this Wednesday night in Milwaukee on Fox News. In other news, Nissan recalling thousands of sedans.
The car manufacturer announced over 236,000 Sentra sedans may have weak front suspension tie rods that could bend or break and cause a loss of steering control. Nissan expects to have replacement parts available in a few months and will contact owners of the affected 2020 to 2022 models in October. I'm Chris Caraggio.
This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Continuing now with our coverage in California of the tropical storm hitting, the Pentagon issuing orders for some San Diego military ships to ride out the storm at sea. Correspondent Jack Cronin with details now.
The Navy says they are now at sortie condition alpha, with all available San Diego ships getting underway today from Naval Base San Diego, Coronado, and Point Loma. The ships remain at sea until the storm passes. Naval aircraft will be secured in hangars at North Island and Coronado, the Naval Air Facility El Centro. I'm Jack Cronin.
In Canada, residents evacuated due to a wildfire.
Thousands of people are rushing to evacuate the capital of Canada's Northwest Territories. The provincial capital, Yellowknife, is home to about 20,000 people, and they've all been ordered to evacuate, along with people in several other communities. About 19,000 had left the city as a massive wildfire creeps towards Yellowknife and a major highway. Fire crews are battling more than 230 active wildfires in the province. I'm Chris Caraggio.
Elon Musk says users of X will no longer be able to block accounts except for in private messages. Reporter Julie Ryan with the latest.
He wrote in a post announcing the key safety feature would be eliminated. Musk has made big changes since acquiring Twitter last year for $44 billion, laying off employees, reinstating banned accounts, and most recently rebranding it as X. He did not give a reason for getting rid of the block function or say when it would take effect. He noted the mute function will continue to be available. I'm Julie Ryan.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
You gotta try that for Breeze Car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. La 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 la. Picked up for 40 days of consistent sin. All over Breeze Car, clips right on your pit. You know my car's my happy place. Keep a smile on my face. It smells just right, just right, just right. Yeah, sweet, happy.